dedicate today's shir as a chus for refuah shleima for Leah Rochel Bas Etel Brocha Pnina, who's the wife of a former Talmud from the shir, who's in need of racham eshamayim. She should have refuah shleima b'sof shachos. The last couple of days, we've been talking about the din of dvarim shebiksav iyat harashoy lo mar'al peh. The Torah shebiksav has to be written, has to be read mitoch haksav, and not balpeh. So we mentioned last time Tosis and Temura has two very interesting points. First of all, he starts with the kasha. How is it that we say mizmorim balpeh? If dvarim shebiksav iyat harashoy lo mar'al peh, so how can we say mizmorim balpeh? So first he suggests that maybe the mizmorim are not part of chamishachom shetara. Maybe the whole issur is only dvarim shebiksav of chamishachom shetara. But he says, but there are those who say vayosha and kriyashma as well balpeh. That is the chelik of chamishachom shetara. Aye, dvarim shebiksav iyat harashoy lo mar'al peh. So he says no. He says maybe the iser is only if you're motzi acherim yidei chavosim. If you're being motzi someone else, so then there's an iser lomer dvarim shebiksav balpeh. If you're not being motzi, then it's okay. The person is saying psukah dezimah to himself, he's not being motzi acherim yidei chavosim, so then it's going to be mutter. So we're trying to figure out what are these two points alluding to. Now, what does Tosis and Temura hold about the nature of the iser that would imply that the iser only applies first of all to chamishachom shetara, which not everyone agrees to. Atosim Bava Kama seems to argue. Rabbeinu Gershom on the side of the Gemara and Temura also argues. He says it's Tanakh, not just Torah, but Nevi'im and Ksuvim. Also, there's an Issur Lomar Balpeh. So not everyone agrees with what Tosis and Temura is saying. So where did Tosis and Temura come off to say this? So the Briskei Rav and Temura suggests a very important insight. He says, what's the nature of this Issur? Right? What's the Issur? It's Tam and Issur. The Torah Shebiksav has to be written down, and there's an issa, you're not allowed to say Torah Shebiksav Balpeh. Or is the pshat that since Torah Shebiksav has to be written down, so that's a tsura, that's the tsura of Torah Shebiksav, it has to be written down. And if you're going to say it Balpeh, so you're changing the tsura of Torah Shebiksav, that's the nature of the issa. It's not that the issa is a separate stamen issa. There's a chiyuv to write Torah Shebiksav down, and there's an issa to say it Balpeh. No, the obligation to write the Torah Shebiksav down means that that's the tsura of what Torah Shebiksav is supposed to be. That's the form of Torah Shebiksav. So if you say it balpeh, you're changing the form of Torah Shebiksav, and that's the nature of the issa. So the Briskei Rav wanted to suggest that maybe Tosis and Temura assumes that it's stam an issa, that the pasuk in Parashas Kisisa, ksov lecha es advarim ha'ela, kelpi hadvarim ha'ela, karati et chabris ves yisrael. So ksov lecha sounds like ksov lecha is a chiyuv to write down the dvarim shebiksav. And it's also also to say them balpeh. So you have to say them, mitoch haksav. It's a separate issa, it's a bazundara issa. So it could be if it's simply an issa stemming from the pasuk, so maybe it only applies to chamishachom shetara, it applies to Torah that existed at the time that this pasuk was given. But if you take the second approach, if you say that the Issur Dvarim Shebiksav Iyat HaRashoy Lo Mar'al Peh means that since the Torah is nitan likosev, since Torah Shebiksav has to be in the form of ksiva, therefore you're not allowed to say them balpeh. Because if you say them balpeh, you're changing the tzur of Torah Shebiksav. So then it should apply not only to chamishachom shetara, but to Nach as well. Because they were said the Ruach HaKodesh also, then they're only nitan likosev. So the same issue should apply. Once something is defined as Torah Shebiksav, it doesn't have to be around when the pasuk was given. The pasuk is referring to Torah Shebiksav, that the tzur of Torah Shebiksav is that it has to be biksav, it has to be read mitoch haksav, and if you're not going to read it mitoch haksav, it's changing the tzur of Torah Shebiksav. So that's the issue. You can't say it balpeh because you're changing the tzur of Torah Shebiksav. So we just explained that based on this, we can understand, we get a deeper understanding of the Gemara in Gittin and Daf Samach, where the Gemara says that the Sefer Aftarta, to read from the Sefer Aftarta, if not for Eis Lasos Lashem Hefer Torasecha, it would be Osir, because it's reading Dvarim Shebiksav Balpeh. Reading Dvarim Shebiksav Balpeh, you're reading Mitoch Haksav. The Haftaras are written down together, so it's not a Sefer Sholem. So what that it's not a Sefer Sholem? It's not a Sefer of Yonah, it's not a Sefer of Micha. You shy. It's not a full sefer. So what is mitoch haksav? So what could be the problem? But if you learn that Dvar Shebiksav Yatara Sharlam Rapa means you can't change the Tzur of Tar Shebiksav, so one of those halachas is that it's nitan likosif as a Sefer Shalem. So if you're going to write the Haftorahs down, but not as a Sefer Shalem, you're just going to write Haftorah of Parshas Bereishis and of Parshas Noach and of Lech Lecha, just that parak, you're not going to write it as a Sefer Shalem. So you're changing the Tzur of Tar Shebiksav. So that's the Issa, that's the problem. So even if you're reading Mitoch HaKzav, you're not solving the problem because it's not nitan likosiv in this way. So you're changing the Tzur of Tarash B'Kzav. That's going to be the whole issue. According to the Brisker Rav's Yesod, it comes out very good because there are really two Isurim that seem to come together. The Gemara in Gittin, on Samach Hamed Beis, has the two Isurim. That Dvar Shebiksav Yatar Asher Lomar Alpeh, and the flip side too, Dvar Shebalpeh, Yatar Asher Lomar B'Kzav. Two Isurim. You can't say Torah Shebiksav Balpeh, you can't say Torah Shebalpeh B'Kzav. What does the two have to do with each other? Well, they're in the same Pasuk. Because they're in the same Pasuk, so we mention the two Alochas together. Well, what do they have to do with each other? According to the Brisker Rav, it's very good. The Pshat is, there's a Tzura of Torah Shebiksav, there's a Tzura of Torah Shebalpeh. The Tzura of Torah Shebiksav is that it has to be Mitoch HaKzav, it has to be written down, and it's supposed to be read Mitoch HaKzav. The Tzura of Torah Shebalpeh is that it's supposed to be given over Balpeh. So it's just the flip side of the coin, right? That the issa to say Torah Shebiksav Balpeh is that you're changing the Tzur of Torah Shebiksav. The issa to write down Torah Shebalpeh is that you're changing the Tzur of Torah Shebalpeh. It's mamish the same issa. It's that Torah is given in two forms, and you have to keep the Tzur of Torah. So Torah Shebiksav has to be maintained as a Tzur of Torah Shebiksav, and Torah Shebalpeh has to be maintained as Torah Shebalpeh. So these aren't just two separate issur. It's mamish the same type of issa, that there's a halacha that the Mesiras HaTorah has to be given over in a certain way. Torah Shebiksav, Mitoch HaKzav, and Torah Shebalpeh, Balpeh. That's what Rashi alludes to in Gittin. What does Rashi say then? In Samach Hamed Beis. Rashi writes, Dvarim shebiksav yatar ashoy lomar alpeh. Dvarim, says Rashi, Dvarim she'amarti lecha biksav yatar ashoy lemosum liyisrael alpeh. You can't be mosa to klal yisrael dvarim shebiksav balpeh. What's this lemosum leklal yisrael balpeh? That's the idea. But the point is the Torah has to be nimser. Torah shebiksav has to be nimser. Biksav. Mitoch haksav. You can't be mosa balpeh. It's not that you can't say Torah shebiksav balpeh. It's that it can't be nimser balpeh. In the Siras HaTorah of Torah Shebiksav has to be Mitoch HaKzav. It's very interesting. What is the flip side? How does the Gemara say the flip side of the Issa? Dvarim Shebalpeh, Iyatarashoy Lo'omron B'Kzav. Now, just like Dvarim Shebiksav, Iyatarashoy Lomar Balpeh, so too it says, Iyatarashoy Lo'omron Lomar Dvarim Shebalpeh B'Kzav. Lomar B'Kzav, what you speak with Ksav, what does that mean? It means that the halacha is you're not allowed to be omer, you're not allowed to be moser Torah Shebalpeh b'ksav. You can't be moser mitoch haksav. To speak mitoch haksav, you have to say it balpeh. That's the nature of the issa. The nature of the issa is that the mesiras haTorah of Torah Shebalpeh has to be done balpeh, just like mesiras haTorah of Torah Shebiksav has to be done mitoch haksav. It's interesting though, the lashon of Rashi in that second chelek is different than the lashon of the Gemara. The Girs of Rashi actually is Dvarim Shebalpeh, Iyata Rashoy Lekosvan. He doesn't say La Omran B'Ksav. But that's not our Girs. So even though Rashi does say Lekosvan, the Isser is not to write them down. The Isser is to be Omer B'Ksav, to be Moser the Torah Shebalpeh B'Ksav. That's Lechora the Pshat based on our Girs and the Gemara. And this is what the Rambam writes. This is the Yisod of the Brisker of really is Tomon in the Rambam. Rambam in his Akdama, Mishnah Torah, describes exactly how Torah Shebalpeh was Nimsu Midori Doris. You have the package, you can follow along with me. On page 4, the Rambam says, Nimos Moshe Rabbeinu V'yad Rabbeinu HaKadosh Lo Chibru Chibur Shemalamdin Oso Barabim B'Torah Shebalpeh L'Bechol Davador Rosh Bezdin O Novi. Onavi shahaya ba'osu adar kosev la'atva zichon ha'shmur sheshama ne'ra ba'osav v'hu melamed al peh barabim. It used to be that people wrote down their own notes. They wrote down notes from Shir after the Shir, and then they would review their notes, and they'd be moser the notes bal peh. They wouldn't say it from the notes themselves. And kolecha ve'echa kosev latzvuk v'yekocha mibirat Torah mehil chosek moshe shama umedabrim umedvarim shenischat shebichal dor v'dor bedinim shel lomdu mipi ha'shmuel v'midim v'shlosh esrei midos v'skim aleim etc. Dechenoy adavet tamid ad Rabbeinu Hakadosh Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi came along with kibitz kol hashmuz v'chaladim v'chalabiyum v'pirushim etc. Dechiber mehakol sefer mishnah. Yehuda Hanasi was mechaber the mishnah. Eis lasos tashem heferu torasecha. He felt the need that Klal Yisrael had to have Torah shebal peh b'ksav, so he did that. He put the mishnah together. But before he put the mishnah together, what happened? Every rebbe would have his notes, his rishimos from the shiurim, but he would be moser those rishimos bal peh. He would be melamed al peh berabim, as the Rambam says. It's not, there was no issa to write down Torah shebal peh. There's no issa to write down Torah shebal peh. Doesn't the Gemara say there's an issa to write it down? No, there's no issa to write down Torah shebal peh. The issa is to be moser Torah shebal peh mitoch haksav. The shiur can't be done mitoch haksav. It has to be bal peh. But Beinu HaKadosh came and he changed everything because he felt that it was necessary, that too much was getting forgotten. So he said that you can write down the Mishnayos, and from that time on, then the Shiurim also can be given over mitoch haksav, because he felt that it was necessary to do that. What do you see from the Rambam? There's no issa to write down Torah shebal peh. The issa is to be moser Torah shebal peh b'ksav. There's a halacha that the Mesiras HaTorah of Torah shebal peh has to be done mitoch haksav, and the Mesiras HaTorah of Torah shebal peh has to be done bal peh. Based on this, we have a deeper understanding of the Gemara in Gittin and Daf Samach Hamed Aleph, the other chelek that we had. But there was a discussion in the Gemara whether the Sefer Avkarta can be read on Shabbos, is it mutter betilto. The Gemara concludes that yes, it's mutter. Just like Yochanan Reish Lakish read from the Sefer Agadita, so too the Sefer Avkarta is allowed to be used on Shabbos. It's allowed to be used b'chlal. The question is, what's the connection between the Sefer Agadah and the Sefer Avtarta? The Gemara says that Eis Lasos Hashem Hefer Torasecha. So it's mutter. If Eis Lasos Hashem Hefer Torasecha allows you to write down the Sefer Agadah, the Gemara, the Torah Shebal Peh B'Ksav, so Eis Lasos Hashem Hefer Torasecha allows you to say Torah Shebal B'Ksav Bal Peh. So if the Sefer Avtarta is not nitan likosev because it's not a Sefer Sholem, so it should be a problem that you're saying it bal peh. It has a din of saying it bal peh because it's not mitoch haksav. It's not the way it's supposed to be mitoch haksav. But it's mutter because Eis Lasos Hashem Hefer Torasecha is matim. At first glance, you'd say to yourself, okay, it's a light dimyon. Eis Lasos Hashem Hefer Torasecha is matir. The issa to say Torah shebal peh mitoch haksav. It's also matir. The issa to say dvaram shebaksav bal peh. That's what you would imagine. It's just it's the same principle that's applying to both. But according to the Brisker Rav's Yisod, it's really high nuach. Because if Eis Lasos Hashem Hefer Torasecha allows you to say Torah Shebal Peh Mitoch Haksav, what it's basically saying is that Mesiras HaTorah has changed. That the rule of Eis Lasos Hashem Hefer Torasecha tells you that in an extenuating circumstance you can be most of the Torah in a way that lechatchila you're not supposed to. So if you can be most of the Torah Shebal Peh Mitoch Haksav, then for the self-same reason, if it's an Eis Lasos, if it's an extenuating circumstance, you should be able to be most of Torah Shebal Ksav Bal Peh. Because it's mamish the same point. If you learn that it's two separate Yisurim, so then I don't know if the extenuating circumstance for one is going to be mata for the other also. Okay, maybe it's mata one Issa, who says mata the other Issa, but if the whole point is that the nature of the Issa is that Mesiras HaTorah of Torah Shebal Ksav has to be one way, and Torah Shebal Peh has to be a different way, if Eis Lasos Hashem is going to be Mata Mesiras Torah Shebal Peh B'Ksav, so then the same principle should be Mata Mesiras Torah Shebal Peh, because it's the whole point. That's the whole point, that's an Eis Lasos. If there's an Eis Lasos, if there's an extenuating circumstance, then the Mesiras HaTorah, whether Bal Peh or B'Ksav, can change. So that's the point of the Gemara Gittin. It's not just a Dimyon Ba'alma. Dimyon between Torah Shebal Peh, Torah Shebal Ksav. No, that's the whole idea is that extenuating circumstances can change how the Mesiras HaTorah is supposed to be. So if it can change it vis-a-vis Torah Shebal Peh, it can change it for Torah Shebal Ksav as well. I saw a hand up. Okay. Based on the Brisker Rav, we can explain Tosis and Temur. What did Tosis and Temur say? That the din of Yerush v'ksav yatar ashoy lomer al peh doesn't apply unless you motzi acherim yidei chavosim. What does one have to do with the other? Well, if you motzi someone else, then you can't say dvarim shebiksav al peh. But if you're not being motzi someone, you're just saying the mizmorim to yourself, just saying pesukei zimra, so then it's mutter to say it al peh. Why is that true? So it could be what the Tosfos and Tumah had in mind is that if you're being motzi the tzibur, that means that you're being motzi them in kriyas haTorah, you're being melamed Torah berabim, as some of the Talmidim were saying. If you're being melamed Torah berabim, so the tzura of Talmud Torah berabim, of Torah shebiksav, has to be mitoch haksav. That's the halacha. So if you're being motzi the tzibur in kriyas haTorah, if you're being melamed Torah berabim, so then it has to be done in a certain way. If you're doing a biyochid, you're just reading Pesukah Dezimra yourself, that's not a Talmud Torah Berabim. That's not being Mosa Torah Berabim. Even if it's like a Talmud Torah, it's a kiyum of Talmud Torah, but that's between you and yourself. That's not a Mesiras HaTorah Berabim. If the whole Isser is that Mesiras HaTorah of Torah Shebitzav Berabim from one to the other, from one person to a Rabim, has to be done mitoch haksav, and Mesiras Torah Shebapeh has to be done balpeh, so then it's only going to apply if you're doing it berabim. It's not even so much that you're being motzi the tzibur, it's that you're being mosa the Torah berabim. That's really what Tosfos and Tumah is saying. So of course it's only going to apply betzibur, it's only going to apply berabim, it's not going to apply biyachid, because that's the nature of the issa, that the Mesiras HaTorah of Torah Shebiksav has to be one way, and the Mesiras HaTorah of Torah Shebapeh has to be a different way. So up to Birkas Avraham, based on the Briski Rav, we can explain something else. Another yesod that the Tosfos Yeshanim and Yuma has discussed yesterday, the Tosfos Yeshanim at great length. But at the end, the Tosfos Yeshanim adds another distinction within this issa. It's on Daf Ayin and Yuma. Yishonim says, Yeshloma Shekeben Sheinu Ela Divrei Shevach Vehodoa Ba'alma. If the Mizmorim, the Tfilas are only Divrei Shevach Ba'alma, Sulek Elamechash Lamidi, then there's no Issa Lomar Balpeh. Right? The Issa to say Dvarim Shebiksav Balpeh doesn't apply to Divrei Shevach. And he says later on as well, at the very end of the piece, Tfilas Shel Rosh Hashanah Yomalchi Zichonos Veshofros Omer Bekol Ram. Say Malchi is Zechonis v'Shofros. You're saying Psukim of Tanakh. He says you can say them Bal Peh. V'Sheinu Ela Tfilos v'Shevach Lamokom Me'Inyono Shel Yom. He throws in Inyono Shel Yom again. Sidur Shel Yom. We were fiddling, pilpling back and forth. What Sidur Shel Yom help you? But he starts by saying that the Psukim of Malchi is Zechonis v'Shofros are Tfilos v'Shevach Lamokom. So Tfilos v'Shevach Lamokom, you're allowed to say Bal Peh. Why? But the Dvarim Shebiksav. The Parat Tanakh. So the Parat Tanakh, you shouldn't be able to say that Bal Peh. So this episode is somehow different. It's up to Birkas Avraham, but according to the Briski Rav, it makes a lot of sense. It's something that's only Divrei Shevach, something that's Tfilah, something that's Halel, that's not a Mesiras HaTorah. You're saying Psukim, it's not a Mesiras HaTorah. So if it's not a Mesiras HaTorah, but Rabin, then there's no Issa to say it Bal Peh. It's Poshut. It's just, it's straight. Right? If the whole nature of the Issa, based on the Rambam, the Hakdamah to the Mishnah Torah, right? If the whole nature of the Issa is to be Mosa Torah, in a way that it wasn't meant to be Nimsar, to be Moshe Torah Shebalpeh Mitoch Haksav, to be Moshe Torah Shebiksav Balpeh, if that's the problem, so it's only going to apply Berabim, and it's only going to apply if it's a Talmud Torah Berabim. But you're just saying Psukim V'Yochid, you're saying Divrei Shevach, you're saying Tfilas, Vaychulu, you know, you're saying Kiddush for someone, even if you're being Motzi someone, but that's not a Talmud Torah Berabim. It's not a Mesiras HaTorah. So if it's not a Mesiras HaTorah, l'chor, there's no problem with saying that Bal Peh. L'chor, there shouldn't be a problem, according to the Briski Rav, to say those Dvarim Shebiksav. Okay. Questions?
Maybe if the Sidur Yoshel Yom is an Islamic.
Why?
Because
yeah, but why can't you do it mitoch haksav? The Kohen Gadol could have been goal to say Torah to Parshas Pinchas, right? It's a tircha de tzibur of him to do it, so that's why we said he doesn't have to do it. But he could have done it. It's not absolutely necessary. Okay, let's go right. Let's get back into Bava Kama. So what did the Gemara say over here? The Machlokas Rav and Shmuel, what Mava is, right? We can't forget what we're here for. I mean, we're here for everything. So we have a machlokes Rav and Shmuel. Rav says Mave ze Adam, and Shmuel says Mave ze Hashem. The Rav my time lo amar kishmuel frak the Gemara. So why didn't each one say like the other? So why didn't Rav say like Shmuel that Mave ze Hashem? Amalchamik Tani Nive. Doesn't say Nive. Ech nech besuays of Nivu matzpuna. It doesn't say Nive. It says Mave. So that sounds more like Amar Shamar Saboka v'gam Lailim Tivayim ba'ayu. Ushmul my time lo amar kirav amalchamik Tani Boa. It doesn't say boa, it says mave. Mave means doing to something else. Im tevoyim boa sounds like boa. The lashon should have been boa. Michti kroy lo kamar daiki v'lo kamar daiki. Rav my time aloha kishmuel. Look, the psukim don't work out perfectly according to either one. So Rav my time aloha kishmuel. Tanashor v'chol mili d'shor. Tanashor v'chol mili d'shor. Abo avos nezikin hashor. Hashor means Karen, Shane, and Regel. So Rav says, I don't need Mava to mean Shor. Shor means Shor. Shor includes everything. So Mava means Adam. Shmuel Nami Atonalei Shor. Rav Yehuda Atonashor Lekarno Mava Lashino. Aye, it says Shor. No. Shmuel says Shor is referring to Karen and Mava is referring to Shane. V'hochikomer. Lo ria Karen Shane on Alezeko, Kiria Shane Shiesh on Alezeko. What's the Gemara saying? What's the Mishnah? Right, again, if he had one of the others Nazikin, we wouldn't know the other. So what's the Gemara saying? If I had which one? If I had Karen, I wouldn't know Shane, or if I had Shane, I wouldn't know Karen. So Rashi explains that obviously it means if I had Karen, I wouldn't know Shane. Because of Rachmana Karen, the Chayiv, lo as Yeshemine, the Karen, ain't hano lezeko, Shane, yesh hano lezeko. So we're saying that if I had the first item, if I had Karen, I wouldn't be able to learn Shane from Karen. Karen is ain't hano lezeko, Shane is yesh hano lezeko. And similarly, Valoria Shane, Kiria Karen. If I would have Shane, I wouldn't know Karen from Shane. Shane is Ein Kavanos Lahazik. Karen is Kavanos Lahazik. If I had Shane, I wouldn't know Karen. Because I think Shane is Mocham. I think Shane is Mochamah than Karen, it's Ein Kavanos Lahazik. I think Karen is Mochamah than Shane, it's Ein Hanol Lezeko. So I wouldn't know the other from the first one. So Rashi already says in the big Rashi and Avdalit, he says that don't get confused that we're saying in the opposite direction. We're saying what? That the Lo Ria Karen Shane Anol Lezeka Kriya Shane Shiesh Anol Lezeka. And if I had Shane, I wouldn't know Karen. Well, Lo Ria Shane Shane Kavanos Lahazik Kriya Karen She Kavanos Lahazik. If I had Karen, I wouldn't know Shane. No, because the Loshen of the Mishnah is Mashma that it's the first item that I'm going to have. I have the first item. I'm not going to know the second Avnezik from the first Avnezik. That's the Loshen of the Mishnah. Sounds like if I had the first two, I wouldn't know Eish. It's always that if I have the first one, I won't know the second one. So the Gemara sounds like it's saying that Karen is Ein Hanol Lezeko. I think it's more Chomer than Shane, so I wouldn't know Shane from Karen. Shane is Ein Kavanos Lahazik. I think it's more Chomer than Karen. I wouldn't know Karen if I have Shane. It's in fact the Gemara, V'lav Kavachomer Hu, Stacha Kavachomer, what's going on over here? Mashen shen kavanos lahazik chayiv, Karen shen kavanos lahazik lo kol shekein. What I think that Shane is more chomer than Karen. What Shane is in kavanos lahazik, I think it's more chomer than Karen. For Karen is that kavanos lahazik is more chomer. Karen is kavanos lahazik is more chomer. It's more of a mazik than Shane. If I know that Shane is chayev, kol shkein Karen is going to be chayev. It's more of a mazik than Shane. Shane is ain't kavanos lahazik. Karen is kavanos lahazik. So what's the Gemara saying? It's mamish pum fakaret. It's mamish pum fakaret. Very strange. Very strange. The Gemara initially was assuming no that ain't kavanos lahazik is a reason to be mechayev. So I think that Shane is mochaber than Karen. Ain hanol lezeko is the reason to be mechayev. I think that Karen is mochaber than Shane. And then the Gemara has a makshan that he has no fakert. V'lav kavachomer, who it's mamish pung fakert. That yeshana lezeko is a reason to be mechayev. Kavanos lazik is a reason to be mechayev. What's the shock of the Torah of the Gemara? It's like, I mean, initially we're assuming that Ein Kavanas L'Hazik is a reason to be Mechayev, and now we say, no, Mamash Pung Faket. So what we were thinking in the beginning? What's going on over here? It's really a pel. This Lashon of the Gemara, Lashon of the Gemara is really a pel. Why does the Gemara enter? The Gemara doesn't just set us up B'chdi. Right? There has to be a Svar over here. If there's no Svar at all, so then it's Tamalates on us. What's the Havamin of the Gemara? That we think that Ein Ano Lezeka and Ein Kavanos L'Hazik is a reason to be Mechayev. So Tosfos helps us out a little bit. Let's look at Tosfos on Gimel Amud Beis. Lo ri'i akeren she'ein ano lezeka. U'pshia posha she'hoi lo lishmar sharo, she'bekal hayo yocho l'shomra, she'ein duchuka l'hazik, kevin she'ein ano lezeka. Avu she'ein she'esh ano lezeka, havi ke'en one she'lo hayo yocho l'shomra kol kach, kevin she'ashen dochok lechol l'hano osa. What does Tosfos say? Karen is ein ano lezeka. What does that mean? That means that it's easy to watch the shore that it shouldn't gore. It's ein hanor lezeko. It's not getting any hanor from the goring. So it's a pshia. If the bailam are not shomer the shore properly, then they're poshea. So there's more of a reason to be mechayev them. But shein is yesh hanor lezeko. There is a hanor for shein, for the animal to eat. So you'd think that it's an onus for the bailam. They can't be shomer the animal properly because it's going to run to eat. It wants to eat. It's dochuk to eat. And similarly, you think that ein kavanos lahazik, shein that's ein kavanos lahazik, is what? Is more of a pshia on the part of the bailim. Since ein kavanos lahazik ve'en yitzur tokfa, it doesn't have such an urge to be mazik. It's not kavanos lahazik. It has hano lezeka, but it's not kavanos lahazik. Now it's not kavanos lahazik, so it's not yitzur tokfa in the same way. It wants the hano, but it's not yitzur tokfa. Karen is yitzur tokfa. It can't control itself. It's angry. Can't control itself. It's much harder to be shomer. Do you think that Karen is an ones? It's not a pshia, but Shane, it's ain't kavanos lahazik. It's more of a pshia. What's the Isra saying? What's the Havamin of the Gemara? That Ein Ano Lezek is a reason to be Mechayim, that Ein Kavanos Lazek is a reason to be Mechayim. Reb Chaim tells him in his first simon in Bava Kama, says that he thinks, they say this over in the yeshivas, he thinks that the shock of the Tire of the Gemara revolves around what's the nature of Nizkei Mamon. Why does a person have to pay for the Nezek of his behem? Initially, the Gemara was assuming, what's the Mechayim of Nizkei Mamon? Help me now. What's the machayev? We had this chakira before, right? I'm sorry. No. That's the issur mazik. Well, what's the machayev of nizkei mama? Why should one have to pay? Yes, Daniel.
Pshia
and shmira. Right. One possibility is that the bailim were poshea b'shmira. So, the pshia b'shmira, the lack of shmira, is the machayev. Or the other possibility is what? The Maisa Hezek of the moment is Mechayev. Ah, but if he's Shomer, then he's not going to be Chayev. Yeah, the Shmira is the Ptur. Shmir Patis him from the Chiv. Right? But it's not that the Mechayev is the Pshia B'Shmira. No, the real Mechayev is it's a Maisa Hezek of his moment, of his Behema. Just like an Odom is Chayev if he does Hezek because of his Maisa Hezek. Because of his Maisa Hezek, the Pshuto, right? An Odom that's Mazik is Chayev for his Maisa. So we talk about Grama ben Izak and his potter, if it's an indirect, if the Hezek occurs to some indirect causations, that's not called Maisa Adam. If it's not Maisa Adam, he's not Chai. So just like an Adam HaMazik is Chai because of his Maisa, so too, Behemto Shehizika, if his Mammon is Mazik, Efshes because of the Maisa Hezek of the Mammon. You're responsible for the Maisa Hezek of your Mammon. If you're the one who's responsible for the shmir of the animal, then you are responsible for its ma'isa hezek. The mechayev is the ma'isa hezek. Aye, but if you watch properly, then you're not mechayev. Yeah, because the shmir is a ptur. It's not that the lack of shmir is a mechayev. It's that the shmira, a proper shmir, is a ptur. Zokter Chaim tells him, maybe that's what the Gemara was assuming in the beginning. The mechayev of Nizkei Mammon is the lack of shmir. The pshia b'shmira. The Gemara initially was assuming that the Mechayev of Nizkei Mammon is the Pshia B'Shmir. So the Gemara is trying to figure out what situation creates more of a Pshia. So that's why it suggests that if it's Ein Hano Lezeka, if the Karen doesn't get any Hanos, it's easy to watch. If it's easy to watch, then it's more beholden on the Bailam to watch. If you say the Mechayev of Niske Mammon is the Pshia B'Shmira, so then the easier it is to watch, the more of a Pshia it is if he doesn't watch. So Ein Ano Lezeka and Ein Kavanos Lehazik is more of a reason to be Mechayev the Bailam. Because it's much easier to watch. If the animal is not getting Hanoah, so it's easy to watch the. It's easier to watch the animal. If it's not Yitzra Tokfas, then it's easier to watch the animal. So if the Bailam don't watch the animal, it's more of a Pshia, so then they should be Chayev. That's what the Gemara was assuming. So the Gemara felt that if I had Karen, I wouldn't know shame from Karen. Since Karen is Ein Hanoah Lezeka, I'd say Karen is more Chamer. It's more of a Pshia since it's so easy to watch. It's easier, not so easy, but it's easier to watch the animal. It's more of a Pshia on the part of the Baal if you don't. But Shane is harder. It's Hanoah, it's harder. And similarly, since Shane is Ein Kavanos Lahazik, I think that it's easier to watch the animal that it shouldn't do a Hezek of Shane. There's no Yitzra Tokfa. So if I only had Shane, I wouldn't know Karen because I think Karen is harder. So it's less of a Pshia. Onus! Right? It's an accident if the Bailam weren't able to watch their animal. So that's what the Gemara was assuming initially, that's how the Gemara explained it. If I only had Karen, I wouldn't know Shane. If I only had Shane, I wouldn't know Karen. Because the Gemara is assuming that the Mechayev of Niske Mammon is the Pshia B'Shmira. The Gemara is trying to figure out which one is easier to watch. Which one is easier to watch? If there's no Hanoah, if there's no Kavona Lahazik, then it's easier to watch. So the question is, what changed? So Tosis helped us so far. Tosis helped us with the Havamin of the Gemara, with the point of departure of the Gemara. But then the Gemara asks, the Makshin says, V'lav kavol chomer hu. Mashen shen kavanas lahazik, chayav keren shen kavanas lahazik, lo kol shekein. So what changed? I thought we just said that the Mechayev is the Pshias Habaylim B'Shmirasim. So if it's Ein Ano Lezeka, if it's Ein Kavanas Lahazik, it's more of a Pshia because it's easier to watch. So what changed? What's the answer? Help me, no? Come on. Reb Chaim tells it, wants to suggest, maybe that's the Maskana of the Gemara. At this stage, not the Maskana, but at the stage of the Makshin, the Gemara is now asking, maybe we got it all wrong. Maybe you got it all wrong. The one who started the Gemara was assuming that the Mechayev of Niske Mammon is the Pshia Sabayel and B'Shmirasam. But the Makshin says, no, it's Dachak HaVachomer, you missed the boat. The Mechayev of Niske Mammon is not the Pshia B'Shmir, but rather the Maisa Hezek of the Mammon. It says the Mechayev is the Maisa Hezek of the Mammon. What's it dependent on? It's dependent on the Shei Mazik. Which one is more of a Mazik? If it's Kavanos or Lahazik, it's more of a Mazik. Right? So if I would have Shane is not Kavanos or Lahazik. So I would learn a Kolshkin that Karen, if Shane is Chayev, Kolshkin, Karen is Chayev, Karen is more of a Mazik. But if I only had Karen is Kavanos Lahazik, so I'd say Karen is Chayiv because it's more of a Mazik, but Shane is not Kavanos Lahazik, maybe it's not going to be Chayiv because it's less of a Mazik. That's the Kasha of the Gemara. The Shak of the Tire of the Gemara could revolve around this very issue. Initially, the Gemara thought that maybe the Mechayiv of Niske Mammon is the Pshia Sabayla B'Shmirasim. That's why the Gemara thought that Ein Ano Lezeka, Ein Kavanos Lahazik is more of a reason to be Mechayiv because it's easy to watch. It's easier to watch the animal. The Gemara reverses itself. The Makshin says, no, it's Dachak HaVachomer, that the real Mechayev is the Maisa Hezek of the moment. So the more of a Mazik that the animal is, the more of a Mazik, the more there's going to be a Chiv. So this Behemis is what the Shita Mekubetza seems to say. Shita Mekubetza says a Deya to explain the Makshin. Mahari Piresh, the Haida Kamer, V'lav Kavachomer V'chulei. Lokoi akula v'chumer d'shein v'keren abayl, ella abehema mishaper parach. What's he saying? The Makshin's asking that the kula v'chumer of Karen and Shane are not talking about the bailin. They're talking about the behema. I can't vav. What does he mean? What's the mari? What's the re saying? So l'chora, he's alluding to this. Alluding to this vort. Chaim tells us. I think Reb Chaim tells us quotes this re. Quotes the Shita Mekubetza. He says that's a raya to his pshat. That the kasha of the Gemara is that the kul of the chumr is not going on the bailim. The mechayev of Niske Mammon is not a function of the bailim, of the pshias habailim b'shmirasam. The mechayev relates to the behema. Is the behema a mazik or is it not a mazik? Right, that's what he means, that it's not, the kul of the chumr doesn't relate to the bailim, it relates to the behema. It doesn't relate to the pshias habailim b'shmirasim, it relates to how much of a mazik is the behema. In terms of the realm of mazik, the definition of mazik, the more kavanas lahazik that the behema is, the more it's a mazik. So if you had Shane, I would definitely know Karen. Shane is ein kavanas lahazik, it's less of a mazik. If you're chayef for Shane, kol shkin you're chayef for Karen, because Karen is more of a mazik, it's kavanas lahazik. It's mamish licked in the vert of the re, like the Reb Chaim tells him. But that's the shock of the time. Initially, we're thinking maybe pshia sabayim b'shmir is the mechayiv nizke mamon, and then the makshin is no, it's the opposite. Don't look at the bailam, look at the behema, because the mechayiv is not the pshia sabayim b'shmir asam, but rather the fact that the behema is more of a masik. What's the problem? What's the problem? Yeah.
We know there's a few shmira, the isurim increase a few shmira, so that's.
Okay, but the isur mazik and the chi of shmira don't necessarily translate into the chi of tashlum. We have to know why there's a chi of tashlum. Right? Is it the pshia b'shmir? There is a chi of shmir, but is the pshia b'shmir mechayv tashlum, or is the ma'aseh hazik of the mamon mechayv tashlum? What's the problem? The problem is, according to the day of the taka holds l'maskana, that what? That the mechayv of niskei mamon is the pshia sabayla b'shmira. So how do you understand the kasha with him? How do you understand the makshin? According to the Ri, it's great. Mamashav shaka v'tariya. Along the shishaka v'tariya in the Gemara, initially the Gemara is assuming it's X, and then it says it's Y. It's everything's great. That's only great if you hold that the mechayev of niskei mamon is the ma'aseh hazik of the moment, ma'aseh hazik of the behem. But if you hold l'maskona that the mechayev of niskei mamon is the pshias abayel b'shmira, so everything is falling away over here. It's going to disintegrate. I have a lav kal v'chomer. How do you understand the kasha of the gemara? How do you understand the kasha of the gemara? What's the answer? The answer is the shita mekubetzes. Which shita mekubetzes? The first day in the shita mekubetzes. The recoin tzedek. The recats. Marie Katz has a different pshat. Marie Cohen said, "Appears to the parish Rish, appears to the Riyah Kan Shein and Allah Zeka Upshia Gadola Posha Kakosu Betois Vizhachi Parich." The Lav Kavachomerhu, Mashen Shein Kavanos Lahazik, Velo Havale Lasuke Adaita Linture, Karen Shakavanos Lahazik, Lokoshkin, the Havale Lasuke Adaita Linture, Karen Shakavanos Lahazik, Havi Posha. What's the Marie Cohen said saying? How did you understand him? What's he saying? He's saying nothing changed in terms of the nature of Niske Mamon. The Mechayev of Niske Mamon is the Pshia Sabaylan B'Shmira, that's for sure. The question is, what's defined as a greater Pshia? Is it a greater Pshia of the Bailam if it's easier to watch the animal? Right? If there's no Hanah, so it's easier to watch the animal. If there's no Yitzra Tokfa, there's no Kavan al-Hazik, it's easier to watch the animal. It might be easier to watch the animal. Right, so do we say that it's more of a pshia on the part of the Bailam if it's easier to watch the animal than didn't watch the animal? Or do we say no? That the more fabrent the animal is, the more it would want to be mazik. The more the animal would want to be mazik. Even though it's easier to watch the animal, but the more the animal would want to be mazik, havalei lasuke adaite, that the animal is going to do hezek. Since there's hanoa by shame, right? It's not kavanoso lahazik, but since there's hanah by shein, the animal will want to do hezek. The bailam have more of a responsibility to watch the animal because they should have known that the animal is going to want, it's going to have a ratzon, a desire to do the hezek. So even if it's easier to watch the animal, it might be easier to watch the animal mitzad echad because there's no kavanah lahazik, there's no yitzur tokfa by shein, but the animal is drawn to the hezek because there's hanoah. Right? It might be easier, in one sense, to watch the animal from Karen because there's no hanoah lezeka. There's no hanoah. It might be easier to watch the animal, but at the same time, since it's kavanos lahazik, the animal is drawn to the hezek. So that's the question. Both the havamina of the gemara and the makshin, they both are assuming that the mechayiv in this gemara is the pshia sabayla b'shmirasa. But the question is, what's defined as pshia? Initially, the Gemara was assuming that if it's easy for the Bailam to watch the animal and they didn't, oh, that's called a Pshia. But comes the Makshin and says, no, that's not the issue. The question is, did the Bailam have to worry that the animal is going to do the Hezek? So by Shein, there's a Svara to say that the Bailam should have worried. Why? Since there's Hanoah by Shein, so they should have worried that the animal is going to want to eat. It doesn't have a Kavon or a Hezek, so what? But it's going to want to eat. It's going to do the Hezek anyway. By Karen also, there's no hanah to the animal. Yeah, but since kavanos lahazik, the owner should have known. The owner should have realized that the animal is going to do hezek. So there are svaras both by Shane and Karen to say that no, the owner should have known, and therefore it's more of a pshia. So the shaka v'tariya, according to the Re Cohen Tzedek, is How do I define something as a pshia b'shmira? Everyone agrees that the mechayev niskei mamon is the pshia sabayim b'shmira osim, but the question is it a function of whether it's easy to watch or difficult to watch, or is it a function of how drawn the animal is gonna be to the hezek? Okay, so you can learn either way. Lamaskana, we mentioned the machlokas, the Chazanish, and the Pnei Yeshua about this, the Maisa, right? Whether the mechayev niskei mamon is the pshia sabayim b'shmira or it's the Maisa hezek. So that's the answer, lamaskana. You can have either pshat. The Shita Mekobetzes says two pshatim in the Maskana of the Gemara. Is it really Pshias Abaylam B'Shmira? It's just the Baylam should have known better, even though it could be easier to watch, but the Baylam should have known better that the animal would have been drawn to the Hezek. Or no, maybe Taka, the answer of the Gemara, the Kash of the Gemara, is that the Mechayiv of Niski Mammon is not the Pshias Abaylam B'Shmira, but rather the Maisa Hezek of the Mammon. Don't look at the Baylam, look at the Behema. And there's more of a Shem Hazek if it's Kavanos Lahazek, as opposed to the Zayn Kavanos Lahazek. Okay. Questions? Yes.
Where does the answer for the animal? Do you think Mara does say about the animal that have a chumra in terms of the animal itself? One has more damage, one does not.
Right.
But once you find the place of any animal, then you can say how come a kavachol or what have a chumra the other one.
So it is interesting that the kasha of the lav kal v'chomer who focuses on kavana lahazik, it doesn't say both, right? So if you focus on the kavana lahazik, so certainly in terms of the shem mazik, the ma'isa hezik of the mammon, so we can understand kavana lahazik should make the shor more into a mazik, right? So by keren the shor is more of a mazik, even if it's easier. Even if there's no hanoah for the behema, but since it's kavanas lahazik, it's more of a mazik.
And that's the chumra of karen over shein.
Right.
But the Gemara, like 5 lines ago, also agreed how shein has a chumra over karen, that there's hanoah.
5 lines ago, right here.
The bottom
of the lamed av. We're assuming that ain hanoah lezek is a chumra, that ain kavanas lahazik is a chumra. Right? Now we're flipping it and we're saying that Yesh Ano Lezek is a Chumra and Kavanos Lahazik is a Chumra. But yes, if Yesh Ano Lezek, that means that the animal is drawn to do the Hezek of Shein, so it's more of a Mazik vis-a-vis Shein. The Hanoah that the animal is getting makes it more of a Mazik vis-a-vis Shein. What's the problem?
If that is a Chumra,
yeah.
The question of the word is how love comes a Chumra.
It should be a kavachar, because if you understand the mechayev of niskei mamon in the right way, then it's all a function of what it has more of a shem mazik. So if yesh ano lezeka, it has more of a shem mazik. If kavanos lahazik, there's more of a shem mazik. We weren't assuming that it's a function of a shem mazik. We were assuming before that it's pshia sabayla b'shmira. So then the kover could be different. If it's easier to watch the animal, then there's more of a pshia. But now we're assuming something different, perhaps, that the ma'isa hezek of the moment is the mechayev, so the more shem mazik that the animal is, the more is going to be chayev. The other way to look at it is no, that even at the kash of the Gemara, v'lav kavachomahu, we're still assuming that it's the pshia sabayla b'shmira that's mechayev. But now we're saying it doesn't matter whether it's easy or not easy to watch the animal. The fact is the animal is drawn to the hezek in Shane and Karen for different reasons. So maybe Itaka is a Pshia. The question is it a Pshia? Is it not a Pshia? What makes it more of a Pshia? That's what the Gemara is grappling with, according to the second Pshat. Yes?
In this case of Karen, are we dealing with a short Tom and Ruach?
I don't think it matters, right? Karen Tom is also Kavanas
Lahazim, I'm sorry? But there's probably much greater Ratzon by Ruach, or we would assume that Shmir.
There is a greater Ratzon. Well, look, it depends. Depends whether we say Stam Shram Cheska Shimer Kaim or Stam Shram La Cheska Shimer Kaim. So that it hinges on that question also a little bit. But we said the Kavanas Lahazik really applies if Stam Shvarim. No, I shouldn't say that. Kavanas Lahazik applies no matter what. The Chiyuv of the Bailim is whether Stam Shram Cheska Shimer Kaim or Stam Shram La Cheska Shimer Kaim. The fact is, if the animal gored, it did have a Kavanas Lahazik when it gored. Question is it Meshumar beforehand? Should we have assumed that it was going to do Hezek? That's the Shaila. It's not so much a fact that the Shor HaMu'ad has more of a Ratzon to be Mazik, but rather that the Bailim are forewarned that the Shor is going to do Hezek. But the shor bein betan bein bemuad, it has kavon ala hazik. It wants to do the hazik. Question is, are the bialim responsible for it? Do they have to pay nezek sholim or not? Okay, that's the introduction to the gemara. That's the first chiluk. Let's go weiter. Noch a shtickel gemara. Okay. So, again, we're trying to figure out the Mishnah according to Shmuel. Right, Shmuel says Mave Zehashen. So what's the Mishnah? Ashor Habor Hamave. So Tana Shor Lekarno Umave Lishin. That's the first pshat. So the Gemara says V'lavka V'chomer Hu Mashen Shein Kavanos Lahazik Chayev Kem Shein Kavanos Lahazik Lo Koloshkein. It's true. Saga Da Tachamina Midi Da Hava Eved Va'oma. Eved Va'oma Lava Vagav Da Kavanos Lahazik Afilu Achi P'tiri Yachanami Lo Shna. No. It's not a kavachomer. What, you think Karen should kavanas lahazik lo kol shkein? If I only had Shane, then I certainly would know Karen, because Karen is kavanas lahazik. It's not true. Eved va'oma is kavanas lahazik. From Eved va'oma, Eved k'naini, and Oma, Shikha k'nainis, right? If they do hazik, it's kavanas lahazik, and Eved less their potter. So that's why if I only would have Shane, I wouldn't know Karen for sure. I wouldn't say that Shane is ain't kavanas lahazik, kol shkein Karen kavanas lahazik. No, eved va'oma yochichu that kavanas lahazik, and nevertheless they're going to be potter. Hachanami lo shnos over here too. I wouldn't necessarily know Karen. So what's the v'lav kavachomer? So Amar Ravashi, otu eved va'oma lav time rabbi isbahu. Eved va'oma has nothing to do with this. Eved va'oma, the reason why you're potter, even though kavanos lahazik, that's because shema yaknitena rabo, you're afraid maybe the odon is going to anger the eved va'oma, and he'll be mazik. Because he wants to be mechayev his odon. He's angry at the odon. He wants to be mechayev in b'tashlumin. It's not really that something that's kavanasa lahazik is potter min l'shalim. No, fakir. Something that's kavanasa lahazik is more of a reason to be mishalim. Eved v'alma is different because of this special tam, special reason. That's why the eved v'alma shehiziku are going to the odon is going to be potter min l'shalim. But not because kavanasa lahazik is not a reason to be mechayev aval. It's a reason to be mechayev. Ela parachachi. But rather, the kasha that you should ask is like this: Lo riyah keren shekavanas lahazik kviyah shein kavanas lahazik. Velo riyah shein sheyesh ana lezeko kviyah keren shein ana lezeko. If I would have keren that's kavanas lahazik, I wouldn't know shein. If I would have shein that's yesh ana lezeko, I wouldn't know keren. So that's why I need both. The regel my shairi, what the Tana the Mishnah has, shor is keren and mave is shein, and what happened to regel? Kishehizik chava mazik lasuye regel. Okay, let's stop over there in the Gemara. Okay, so this is the Gemara. So the Gemara initially was assuming, isn't it a kavachomer? Gemara asks, isn't it a kavachomer that if shein is ain analezeko, shein is ain kavanos lahazik and yechayev. If I had Shein, I would certainly know Karen, because Karen is Kavanos Lahazik Lo Kolshken, and you should be Chayev. The Gemara says no. Eved Va'oma Yochichu, Eved Va'oma is Kavanos Lahazik, and nevertheless you're going to be part of this. So you see that Kavanos Lahazik is not a reason to be Mechayev. So if I would have Shein, I wouldn't know Karen. So comes the Gemara and says, no, that Eved Va'om is a special time, that Shemayak Nitena Rabbah V'yelach V'yad L'Gedishu Shachaveh V'nim says the Mechaveh Rabbah Me'amana B'chol Yom. Special reason that Eved Va'om Shehiziku, the other is going to be Potter. It's not because you see that Kavanasa Lahazik is not a reason to be Mechaveh. Of course it's a reason to be Mechaveh, but there's a special reason why they're going to be Potter. Yes, question.
What's going on in the Gemara? We said from Gilo and Bez that he had both sides of the chumras for both Shane and Karen. So I think Mar is going to bring another, so to scrap the Kav Chumra and bring in the case of the Eben Na'ama, which is not where we're going to end up with. They're going to end up with the same thing we started off with.
No, but the Gemara had said that there's a Kav Chumra, that if I only had Shane, I would know Karen. a chain is in kavanas lahazik. So if that's chayv and karen kavanas lahazik, certainly he's going to be chayv. So the Gemara gives an example where that's not true. So just because something is kavanas lahazik, it's not more chayv. It could be potter. So I wouldn't have the kavachomer. So maybe everything is great. Right? What's the kasha? If I would have shein, I'd be able to learn karen from shein. I but karen is kavanas lahazik. No, even something that's kavanas lahazik is not more of a reason to say that you're chayv. Right? So maybe taka. If I had shein, I wouldn't know Karen, so that's why I need Karen. I need both, because if I only had Shane, I wouldn't know Karen. Just because it's Kavanas Lahazik, I still wouldn't think that Karen is going to be Chayim. So what does it sound like from the Gemara? That Eved Va'ama She'iziku Me'ikar Adin Should the Adam be Chayim or Potem? Should the Adam be Chayim to pay the Nezek? So the Pshutim of the Gemara seems to be saying, Min HaTorah, the Adam should be Chayim. Why is the Adam Potem? What kind of a halach is that? So the pshuto, it sounds like it's a din derabbanan. The Chazal were afraid that the Eved va'Oma will be angry at the Adon, and they'll be mazik in order to be mechayev the Adon. The din derabbanan in the Torah really should be chayev for nizkei avdo. The Adon should be chayev for nizkei avdo. But the rabbanan Chazal saw fit to be mevatel that chiyuv. who learns like that? Meiri, right? The Meiri learns that it's a takonas chacham. Takonah de rabban. Eved va'oma, avav ish gavanos lahazik, ein harav chayev nizkeim, ve'avav ish shehem mamono shmirasan olav. The dove is a takonas chachamim. Ugzere shema yaknitena rabo v'yela v'yadak desh shavero, etc. Meiri learns that the p'tur of the Eved Va'ama is a Ptur D'Rabban and a Takonas Chachamim. Really, they are Mamono. It's no different than Nizke Shoro. Nizke Avdo is no different than Nizke Shoro. It's Mamono Shehizik. So the Adon should be Chayiv min HaTorah. But the Chachamim were afraid that the Eved Va'ama will be Mechayiv the Adon, so therefore they said that he's going to be Pot. And that's what the Rabbeinu Peret seems to say as well. He alludes to this. Rabbeinu Peret says, Afal gav dahavi hu behemto, the biyado l'shomam kemo behemto. Afilu hachi lo mechayev ha'odom kshemazikin acherim. Afal gav dekavanas olahazik. He says clearly that even though the Eved va'Oma are like behemto shehizika, it's biyado l'shomron, and he has a responsibility as a chiyuv shmira on his Eved. Afal pikein is going to be potter. But it sounds like Medina, he really does have a chiv. That Nizke Avdo is really like Nizke Behemto, Nizke Mimono. Min HaTorah, he really should be chayiv. But the Chachamim made a special takana that he shouldn't be chayiv in order to save him, in order to protect him. That the Eved Va'Amo should not be able to be mazik Maman and be mechayiv the Od. L'chora, if this is the pshat, it's a little difficult. Because we know that the Gemara in the beginning of the second parak has a special drasha to try to figure out why a chaya, niske chaya, is also mechayev the bailin, right? Niske behemah, niske chaya. Right, what does the Gemara say? There are two bavas in the first mishnah of the second parak. I think we did this already, no? Mishnah says, Ketzad haregel muedes l'shava b'derech ilucha, habehemah muedes l'alach b'darka. Starts off by saying haregel, and then it says behemah. So what's the so amalei ravina l'rava hainu regel hainu behemah? Why are the two bavas in the mishnah? So basically, what does the gemara come off to say? Tana shein de chayuk, tani shein de behemah. The mishnah is talking about two different cases: shein of chaya, shein of behemah. Shtagda tachamina v'shilach has biyroksiv behemah in chaya lo kamash v'lan dechay bechal behemah. B'shilach has be'iro. Be'iro means behema. So behema k'siv, behema in chaya lo. I think that yechaya finiske behema benaf finiske chaya. Comes the Mishnah, the Tana of the Mishnah, and says no. That even chaya as well. He has an extra baba to teach me that chaya as well. So how does he know chaya? Where does it come from? So Rashi and Tosis have different drashas, psukim, right? Rashi says the chayav b'chal b'chem behemah d'chsev zosa behemah shetochel u'mefarish basrei ayol tzvi v'yachmor. Macholas Asuras, the Pasuk says, Zos Abahem Asher Tochelo, then it mentions Chayas. So you see Chayas B'chalal Behem. Taisus says it's not learned from Macholas Asuras, but rather it's learned Sharshar Mishabas, Sharshar Misinai. It's learned from certain drushes. Drushes Legabe Shabbos. What's the drush of Shabbos? It doesn't say Chaya. So if we learn Behema from Sinai to Shabbos, that Behema by Shabbos means Chaya as well. So Chaya is B'chal Behema. There are drushes that tell me that you Chaya for Shein the Chaya. I wouldn't necessarily know that you Chaya for Shein the Chaya. I'd say Shein the Behema. Pasuk says Vishilach has Be'iro, so maybe you Chaya for Behema, you're not Chaya for Chaya. So it sounds like to know that you Chaya for Nizkei Behemto, I need a Pasuk. Right? If I need a pasuk to teach me niske chaya, and I'm not going to learn niske chaya from niske behema, so how can I know niske avdo from niske behemta? It's his mammon. The evik k'nayni is his mammon. But if I need a pasuk even to teach me niske chaya, and I'm not going to say the chaya is b'chal behema, I'm not going to say any mammon shehizik is going to be mechaya of me. So kolshke niske avdo. Niske avdo is not a behema at all. It's a totally different sug, totally different type of mammon. So how do I know that Niske Avdo am Machayev? How do I know you're Chayev for Niske Avdo? I even need a pasuk to teach me Niske Chayev. So Kolshke Niske Avdo, I should need a pasuk to teach me that. It's really a pella. What's more, we know that the Mishnah later on, the Mara Nafnan Hayamad Beis quotes a Mishnah. It says, let's say an Adon, let's say a person gives over an animal to a shomer. Right, let's say someone gives he's most said the behema to a roe. So the Mishnah says nichnas haroe tachta, that the roe becomes responsible for the nezek. It's a svara. I mean, we've talked about this, that the shomer is the one who's going to be chayev for the nezokim of the animal. He's chayev to take care of the animal, but if the animal does a hezek, then the shomer is now going to be chayev for the nezokim that the animal does. Aye, but he's not the Bailim. It's not his mama that did Hezek. The answer is, the Shomer is Nichas Tachas HaBailim. He takes the place of the Bailim. He's a Bendas. Masra le Bendas. You give over the behemoth to a Bendas. Now that Bendas is responsible. He takes the responsibility for the Nezek. What do you see from that, from the Din of Shomer? You see from the Din of Shomer that if someone is a Bendas, then he's responsible for the Nezek that he causes. So Kolshkein, if a Bendas does Nezek himself, he's going to be responsible for the Nezek that he causes. So if the Eved and the Amah do Hezek, right? So since they're B'nai Das, they should be responsible for the Nezek that they do. They should be responsible for the Nezek that they do. Why would I assume Me'ikar Adin that the Odon really is responsible for Nizkei Avda? I need a Takana Sacham to say that he's going to be Potter? He never should have been Chayav to begin with. Maybe the Eved doesn't have any mammon to pay back the Nezek. Mashakona Eved kona rabba. Okay, he doesn't have any money to pay back. So if the Odon's mishachar him, so then he'll pay back. But that doesn't matter. Why should the Odon be chayev for that Nezek? The Eved is a ben das. So if the Eved does Hezek, he's chayev for the Maisa Hezek that he does. It's no different than a Shomer. It's more than a Shomer. A Shomer is not doing the Hezek himself. The animal is doing the Hezek, but the Shomer is responsible for the animal. So we say that he has to pay for the Nezek. He's Nichnas Tachas HaBayil, he has to pay for the Nezek. The Eved is doing the Hezek himself. So if a Ben Das is always responsible for the Nezek that occurs on his watch, Kol Shkein, if he actually does the Maisa Hezek, he should be Chayiv. So what's the Hava mean that the Minatora, the Odon should be Chayiv for Nizkei Avdo? The Rabbanon, Chazal said, because of this Gezerah, that the Odin is going to be potter. What's the Meiri saying? It's really a pillar point. Nachum Parchovich wanted to say that the pshat is not that the Odin is chayef and iske avdo because it's like mamon shehizik. That's not what they meant. They're making a comparison to behema, but this doesn't mean that the Eved is viewed as his mamon, that it's like behema shehizika. That's not what they mean to say. What they mean to say is that the yesod is whenever the Bailim are in control of something else. If the Bailim are responsible to watch something else, whether that is a behemoth or that's an Odom, it doesn't matter. The Bailim now are going to be chayev for the Nezek that item occurred, whether it's a behemoth, whether it's Odom. Yeah, the Eved is an Odom shehizik. It's not a behemoth. It can't be a behemoth, because if it's a behemoth, then I wouldn't know that the Odom should be chayev for Nizkei avda, because I need a special gzeres hakosav. Just like I need a gzeres hakosav to teach me niske chaya, I wouldn't know that from niske behema. I need a gzeres hakosav that niske avda is also mechayev. The eved is chayev because he's an odom hamazik. Yeah, but the thing is, since the odom is responsible for the eved, since the eved is under the reshus of the odom now has to be shomer that eved, even though he's not his behema. He's not his behema. He is mamono, but he's not responsible to watch him because he has a din of a behema. No, it's that he's an odom hamazik who's bishuso. He's an odom who's bishuso to watch. The halacha is whenever someone or something is bishuscha to watch, if you have a chiyuv shmira on that item, then you're going to be chayiv for the hezek that they cause. And that's a din daraisa. So even though the eved, the ama, are viewed as odom shehizik, not as behema shehizika, the odom is still going to be responsible in that Torah. He's responsible for the hezek because they're in his rishus. They're in his rishus. So he has a responsibility to watch him. He has a chiyuv shmira. So they do hezek min haTorah. He really should be chayiv. The Rabbanan, Chazal v'gozer, we're afraid that the Eved v'Ama are going to do hezek just to be mechayiv the Adon. So therefore, Chazal v'gozer, he should be put. Nachum wanted to say that if you look at the Nimuk Yosef, it seems to be what he's alluding to. This is a comment that the Nimuk Yosef has that we've seen already. Nimuk Yosef, Adaf Aleph Amid Beis, writes, Mavez ze odom, v'lo tana odom. Right, the Rishonim are troubled. If mavez ze odom according to Rav, so why didn't the Tana just say odom? She said hashar habor, the odom, the heaven. So why didn't he say odom? Tava min afilu avdo v'shevchosel mechayev. Lefikach nokad mavez duhlishna duchsiv gavi ben chorin duchsiv im tevayim ba'or de gavi yisroel ksiv. What's he saying? That even if mavez ze odom, why didn't the Tana say odom? He says mavez. No, he wants to use a lashon that applies to a ben chorin, because if it would have said Adam, I would think that Yechayev for Niske Avdo as well. Right, so it uses a lashon in Tevayim Ba'ayin that refers to Klal Yisrael, that talks about a ben chorin. So therefore, I wouldn't have the havamin. I realize that Niske Avdo you're not going to be chayev for. You're only going to be chayev for only if a ben chorin does the hezek. So then he's chayev. That Adam is going to be chayev, but for Niske Avdo you're not going to be chayev. What's the connection between the two? If you'd say that Niske Avdo is Niske Mamon, so what's the Havamina? What if it would have said Odom, I think that Niske Avdo are included. Niske Avdo is not Niske Odom. It's Niske Mamon. So if the Tana had said Odom, I never would have thought that Niske Avdo should be included within Odom. What's the Havamina? But if the Tana had said Adam, I would have thought that Niske Avdo was also included. So that's why the Tana had to say Mavid, had to use a Lashon, the Lashon of the Pasuk. That's referring to Bnei Chorin, it's not referring to Eved. So then I wouldn't have a Havamina that Niske Avdo is going to be included. Why would I think that Niske Avdo is going to be included? Niske Avdo is not Niske Adam Hamazik, it's Niske Mamon Hamazik. But based on what we're saying, it's not. It's really Niske Avdo is Niske Adam Hamazik. It's just the reason why the Adon should have been chayef in Niske Avdo is because the Eved is Bershuso, right? The Chiyuv Shmir is on the Adon. It's not Niske Mamon, it's Niske Adam. It's just since the Adon is Bershuso, so I'd have this Havamina. It's really true. Minatori, you really should be chayef because it's Niske Adam Shehu Bershuso. So you have a Chiyuv Shmir to watch over and to prevent him from doing Hezek. So Kamash Malon, is it Takana Drabona that you're going to be Potter, but I'd have that Havamina to make the mistake. Because that's taka Adam Hamazik. It's not Mamon Hamazik. So according to this Vart, that Niske Avdo is not Mamon Hamazik, but rather it's Adam Hamazik. So the idea of the Mukhi Yosef has more credence to it, right? The comparison of Niske Avdo to Niske Adam makes a lot of sense, because Niske Avdo is also Adam Hamazik. It's not Mamon Hamazik. So I would have a Havamina if the Tana had said Adam, I would think that Yechayev for Niske Avdo as well. So that's why you had to use a Lashon of Mava to tell me that Dafka Ben Chorin and not